the beginning of the parasha, when Pyro is telling Moshe about who is going to go out and who's not going to go out, and Moshe demands that everybody go out with them, including the children and the cattle. Pyro says, "Vayemar aliyem yichen Hashem imachem kasher shalach etchem ve'etabchem re'u ki ra'ah neged pneichem." He says, I'll let your children go, and you're obviously bent on mischief. That's the English translation. Ki ra'ah neged pneichem. Rashi comments on those words, ru ki ra'ah neged pneichem. First of all, he says, kitargumo, meaning that we should understand it like what the unkelo says, but he doesn't actually cite what the unkelo says, but afterwards he quotes the Midrash. Midrash achar shamati, kochav echad yesh sheshmo ra'ah. There was a star that was called ra'ah. I don't think this is supposed to be confused with Ra, which was the god of the Egyptians. But he says there was a star called Ra'ah. Amar lehem paro, ro'eh ani b'stikinu chali, oto kochav ole likratchem b'midbar, v'hu siman dam v'hariga. He says, I can see that as you go into the midbar, into the wilderness, there's going to be a kochav, a star, that comes up against you called Ra'ah, which is a sign of blood and death. So you're going to suffer that fate. And what happened? Kshechatu Yisrael ba'egel ubikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehargam. Amar Moshe b'tfilato, lama yomu Mitzrayim leimor bera'a hotzi'am. You'll know this pasuk that's from later on in Shemot in Parashat Kitisa, that when Moshe sees that Hashem is going to destroy Bnei Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel, he says, why should you allow the Mitzrayim to say bera'a hotzi'am, that, well, we would normally translate it as in badness or in evil, you took them out. So Rashi says, no, but it'll be a reference to what Pyro said, that there was this evil, there was this star called Ra'a, that's what really destroyed you and not your sin. Zoi Shamalem, Uru Kira'a Neged Pneichem. That's what Pyro is going, that's everybody's going to say. That's what Pyro predicted. Miyad, Vainachem Hashem al Hara'a, Vahafachat Adam, Ledam Mila. So immediately Hashem turned that Ra'a into Dam. Pyro did predict that there was going to be Dam. So this Dam came from Dam of Death to Dam of Mila. Shemal Yehoshua Otam. Vizesh Nemar, Yom Galoti at Cherpat Mitzrayim Me'aleichem. That's why in Sefer Yehoshua, when Yehoshua does a Brit Milah for them. We know that the truth is Bnei Yisrael didn't do a Brit Milah in the Midbar. They only did a Brit Milah once they entered Eretz Yisrael 40 years later when Yehoshua did it for them. He said, I've removed Cherpat Mitzrayim Aleichem. That was this reference to Ra'ash. Ayu Amrim Lachem Dam Anu Ro'in Aleichem Ba'Midbar. So Rashi understands that that's what Yehoshua was talking about when he said he removed the Cherpat Mitzrayim. Yom Tov.